the ghost.
Uh-huh.
Fear the ghost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they say, they fear the ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, a house that people, if it's like an old house and people think it's got ghosts in it, they say it's...
Haunted. Mm-hmm. A haunted house.
Mm-hmm. And, now, if a person owned, like, 500 acres of land, a lot of land, would you call that a
right smart of land? Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. But it's not considered a plantation.
No,
or
not that much.
Mm-hmm. It's a right smart land, all right.
Well, what would be like?
That is in this country. Now we're getting the western states. It wouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, how about in terms of cattle? What would you consider to be right smart of cattle?
Well, I'd say anywhere 75 or 100 for this part of the country.
Uh-huh.
But we go out in the western states, Texas, and where they got them into the thousands or the 100,000. Well, then you'd have to say 1,000, I guess,
would be
to be in a lot of cattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, if somebody came to see you and you had enjoyed their visit, when they got ready to leave, if there was more than one of them, you might say, what would you say to
them? Well, I'd say we've enjoyed your visit or your conversation there with you, and come back with us.
Come
visit us again, or come to see us again.
Y'all come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on Christmas Day, if you met someone, how would you greet them?
Well, ordinarily, I'd say the same morning to them, or speak to them just like tomorrow. Greet them with good wishes, all right, on Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
did they ever used to say, remember they used to say Christmas gift on Christmas Day? Have you ever heard people say that?
Say which?
Christmas gift as a greeting?
Yeah, I've heard it used.
What about on New Year's Day?
Well, about the same thing for a New Year's.
Oh, yes.
Happy New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to show your appreciation for something, another way of saying it besides thank you might be I'm much
appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciated.
And would people ever say much obliged?
Much obliged. They do. They do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you might say I have to go to town to do some
shopping.
And now, if you bought something, the storekeeper, if he didn't have a bag to put it in, now the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And now if it rained a whole lot and washed your crops out, you'd say your crops were a total
loss. Lost. It's just washed us away, washed the crops away, or it's.
And if there was something you saw in a store and you liked it, but you might say, I like it, but it's something too much. But
It's just too high.
Mm-hmm.
The price is just too much or too high. And can't afford it.
Cost
too much, yeah.
And on the first of the month, sometime, you'd say, it's time to pay a bill. The bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, like to the Masonic,
yeah,
you'd have to pay your
dues.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course, back during the Depression, money was really
something you didn't have. Couldn't get it.
It was really scarce, sure.
It was.
Wasn't everybody. I think it's just nearly.
And we were talking the other day about diving boards and things like that. Now, did you ever see people like